you guys need some coffee.
Perfect.
It's cold. Bo Jackson's right over there. If you guys need a black guy in your life.
I know. He's on every podcast.
He's on everyone's mind.
That's not my
Listen,
voice.
Yeah, guess the body weight of this individual speaking. Just let's hear some numbers. How do you think? 180. Oh my goodness, you guys hang out with a very skinny crowd.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe in kilos.
Yeah, maybe in kindergarten. Maybe in kindergarten he was 180.
Oh my God.
Not even close.
Guy's like 350.
Duh. You're being very generous. Mark's very kind. Yeah.
He's off the scale. I don't know. Off the charts.
Off the team.
Yeah,
off the
kind of looks chart, like Shrek.
He just told us 2 days ago he's moving to San Jose and he just walked out.
He said San Jose it is. Yeah. Left.
Haven't seen him since.
He's been that super training longer than most people besides these two. And
you've seen him before, Ashley, the guy with the big beard.
The really handsome, large devil.
Around the old gym.
Kind of a redhead.
Oh, I
kind
of recognize.
He's fat.
Tried
repulsive.
To erase it from your mind.
You got a lot of those.
Yeah, a lot of chubsters in here. Are you either one of you guys chubby chasers?
No. You guys got into the fitness world for a reason.
Yeah. In a powerlifting gym, you know? We got some chub. Oh, there you go.
Oh,
that's
here
an old
he is.
Picture of him where he looks
skinny.
There you
oh,
go.
Yeah, he just commented on one of my pictures.
Oh, not only is he fat, he's a creeper.
Yeah.
He just liked every photo from December 2014.
No, he said he wanted one of my beaver shirts in a 3XL, but I didn't make him in 3XL.
Yeah, he needs a 4XL, first of all.
You only sell women's tanks and he wants one for some reason? What a creep.
I have men's t-shirts, but they only go to 2X.
Oh.
Where the hell does he work at? He works in Davis, right?
Wonder Bar.
Yeah.
Shout out the Wonder Bar.
Wonder Bar. Wonder Bar? Wonder Bar.
I think I was trying to say it with an accent.
Oh,
German, isn't
Wunderbar.
It?
Wunderbar.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I think it would be a V or something.
Yeah, it's Wunderbar.
One of you two German?
No.
You both could have been, maybe. No?
Hmm?
No. Not even close?
No. Swedish?
See that.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Beaver.
What kind of last name is that?
You guys are.
I don't know.
You don't know your.
What is that?
You don't know your background?
I mean, half my family's from Belgium.
I think I know where it comes from.
The other half is just from like Oklahoma. I don't know. I don't know. Back from there.
Oh. Well.
So sorry.
Well.
At the end of the last podcast, I think Mike said Foch because we were talking about having you guys on this one. Yeah. And he's like, that rhymes with, and I said, beaver.
That's awesome.
Oh, I've heard all those.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think I have it worse than you.
Yeah.
No, it's a great combo. It's a really fucking tag
so
team
you
champions.
Got, okay, so you, you
yeah.
guys are.
We understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only reason we've been invited.
Yeah, Camille
to
LeBlanc doesn't have the same ring.
Nope.
So you guys have been dating. How's that going? Things are going well.
Yeah,
started a few hours ago.
Yeah. God damn, I knew the magic would happen once you guys started doing those squats.
Mm-hmm.
It happens like that. Anyway, what do you guys got going on, Colleen? Your background, you were a swimmer. Just talk about what you're doing now, and I know you're a strength coach, but just talk a little bit about that. Talk us through it.
Yeah, so I graduated from Cal in 2012. Was swimming there for 3 years. Transferred from Notre Dame.
It's only like one of the best swimming schools in the world.
From Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Touchdown Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not really
Touchdown Jesus in the building.
Yeah. It was a rough freshman year, so I decided to leave
Did
South
you gain
End.
The freshman 20 or whatever? It was 15? Was it?
Probably 10 to 15.
No, there you go.
Those some, Catholics.
Yeah.
A lot of booze.
I know how it goes.
It gets cold. There's not much to do.
Yeah.
Mm. Good dorm food. It's, yeah.
And lots of booze, I'd imagine. Right?
Yes. Lots. Not much else to do there.
Sorry, Mom.
So went to Cal. Loved it. We won 2 national championships while I was there. So that was awesome. And then a year later, got a strength and conditioning coach job there. So I work with women's swimming, men's polo, men's and women's diving.
Water polo?
Yeah. It's a dream job. Obviously, I wanted to coach D1 athletics for forever and thought it was, 5-8 years down the line. And
there's some Olympians there, aren't there?
Yeah, we have right now Missy Franklin was on the team for the past 2 years.
She was like in the Olympics when she was like 17 or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
Has a fair amount of gold medals. So
yeah.
It's,
ass kicker, huh?
Yeah, she's incredible person, incredible athlete. Was very intimidated to coach her at first.
You're just trying not to hurt her, right?
Exactly. Let me just get out of, don't ruin anything.
Let me just get out of your way.
Yeah, exactly.
This is your corner. Yeah. Just caution her off.
Yeah. Put her bubble wrap. Yeah. We have about, I'd say, 4 or 5 Olympians on the team.
Damn.
We've got one from Spain, Egypt, the U.S., obviously.
You treat them equally? Training them. Yes. You're training them in the enemy group? Son of a... You don't sabotage them a little bit when the Olympics come around?
No. But yeah, they're all great. I love it. Yeah.
Where are you from?
Very cool.
Not California?
I am. So it's usually a loaded question because I've moved everywhere, it feels like. I was born in the Bay Area, moved to Illinois when I was 6, then moved to Maryland when I was 13, then back to California, and now my family's in Illinois. So kind of all over, but yeah,
coast
I love
to coast.
It. Yeah.
Ashley, tell us a little bit about the beaver bites you got going on.
Yeah, I started making my own protein bars back in August.
Damn.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. I have a paleo blog, and I blog recipes and stuff, and just realized about a year ago that I was really passionate about this and kind of wanted to start my own product. So I've been doing that. Sell them quite a few gyms around the Sacramento area now, and yeah, it's been really good. Sell them on my website and stuff. So
tell us a little bit about the paleo diet. You know, a lot of the people listening, of course, are going to recognize the name and stuff, but what does it kind of mean to you? Like what specific things do you follow?
Yeah, so I started the paleo diet a few years ago. It's become really popular in CrossFit, so I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. And it's just basically eating whole foods, you know, from the earth. And I just realized it's been made me feel really good. It's been really good for my performance. And I was like, this works for me.
Things like Pop-Tarts,
yeah,
and stuff
exactly.
like that. It's perfect,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's, you know, just grow out of the ground, like, you know.
Pop-Tart tree.
Those Pop-Tart trees are fantastic.
What if you had a Pop-Tart bush?
Mm-hmm. Hey, now.
Yeah, but so yeah, like chicken and meat, you know, all the meats, all the vegetables, fruit, nuts and seeds and stuff. So, yeah, it's basically no gluten, no grains, no dairy, no sugar. So,
eggs?
Sorry, actually, no Pop-Tarts.
I get confused. Is eggs dairy?
No,
it's in the dairy section.
It depends. You know, when you look
don't
at
laugh at me. That's rude.
When you look at a,
it's in the dairy section, right?
No, yeah.
Some
places, yeah.
Thank you.
I think what came first? Oh my God!
I think the United States is like the only country that refrigerates their
yeah.
eggs. So
when I lived in England,
we're
and
the
when
only
I lived in
country
Australia,
of the brain. Thank you very much.
Moved to England, I was like, I can't find the eggs. I was like,
they're
this
warm.
Is really weird. They just keep them on the shelf. Yeah, they don't.
So they're warm
them.
Eggs.
There's just a chicken sitting on
yeah,
top.
Yeah, just pops out.
What about the
egg?
God damn it!
Yeah, they just room temperature. No, I mean, I'm assuming they'll go bad before they.
This sounds very sketchy.
Ones, but no, and like when I lived in Australia, my friend just kept them, you know, in the cabinet, and I was like,
oh, wow.
Weird. But yeah, my very first experience, I was like, I literally walked around the grocery store like 5 times. I'm
well,
like,
it sort of makes sense.
Ask.
The only thing that like kills the salmonella poisoning is heat, not cold, right? Mm.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't thought about it.
All cold.
I mean, when you cook it,
yeah,
that
right,
should
yeah,
get that.
Well, I don't know. Could you eat a frozen egg?
No.
I bet you haven't tried.
I don't know.
It doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, I don't think I want to try
that. You keep your room temperature eggs to yourself then.
Yeah. I refrigerate them. Now that I'm back here, I refrigerate them. But when I was over there, I didn't.
Maybe that has something to do with how they're raised, too.
The eggs?
Yeah.
I think maybe so, yeah.
Well, like our chickens are all gross and like pumped with steroids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Over there, maybe the chickens are healthier.
That's true.
So just casually, you said you lived in England and
yes.
you lived in Australia. What were you doing in those places?
So I moved to England just for a semester. I studied abroad in England.
Uh-huh.
So that's my junior year of college.
We talked about your college days earlier.
Whoa. Hey, we're not
Greek
supposed,
life.
We're
yeah.
not supposed to talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah. And I squat 270. I snatch.
Yeah, so I studied abroad in England, which was really cool, with one of my best friends. And before we studied abroad, we kind of were like, do we go to England or Australia? I didn't know any other languages, and I was like, well, we're going to an English-speaking country. So we chose England. And 2 years after we had graduated from college, we both hated our jobs, and we said, let's just quit and move to Australia. We've always talked about going to Australia. So I lived in Australia for 2 years.
Same friend?
Yeah, my same friend. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so we lived in both countries together, so that was kind of cool. We traveled a lot together, so it was really, really good.
Where did you live in each place?
I lived in London when I studied, so I studied in London. Mm-hmm. And then I lived in Sydney on the beach, which was amazing.
We have a lot of fans in both places, so they're going to ask me that question, so I might as well ask you now.
Cool. Might as well get it out of the way, yeah.
Yes.
And where did you go to school here?
University of the Pacific in Stockton.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're training in Stockton with Gabe, right?
Yep, I train with Gabe. So I started training with Gabe when I moved back from
London. Subri?
Subri,
that's the way you say his name? Yeah, there we go.
My junior year of college, started doing personal training with him. And this was before CrossFit. And then when I graduated from college and moved to the Bay Area, and I was like, what do I do now? Like, I don't have my coach anymore. And he said, find a CrossFit gym. And so back in 2008, I started doing CrossFit. And then I, of course, moved around. And then now I'm back here and training with him again, so that's really cool.
How long have both of you been lifting weights?
So I guess I started when I started CrossFit back in 2008.
I lifted a little bit for swimming, so that was 2008, and then started CrossFit almost 2 years ago. So
let's just hear a couple numbers, give you guys some street cred. Maybe like deadlift, squat, bench, clean, snatch, something like that.
Iron cred.
Okay. Snatch 190, clean 245, and just jerk 250. And that was pretty awesome. Deadlift, I think, is around 370. Squat 310. Bench, I honestly have no idea.
Throw a number out. No one will check. 315.
Oh, 300 probably then.
Okay, my numbers aren't quite as good. I've snatched 185, clean 235, deadlift like 320, and squat 290, and I think I bench pressed 220.
Yeah, I
remember
that.
You did about 220 before at Super Training. Yeah,
that's impressive.
Yeah, those are all strong.
So one rep max bench at regionals, please.
Not really.
No.
When did you start gymnastics? I know you got a gymnastics background. Did you start that when you were really young?
Yeah, I was about 8 years old when I started gymnastics.
Oh, shit.
And I did it for about 8 years.
What about swimming? Did you start that really young?
Yeah, I would say I could swim around since I was 3 or 4, and then tried every sport under the sun.
Sucked at them?
No, I wouldn't say I sucked. I actually really enjoyed other sports way more than swimming. Absolutely hated swimming. Parents kind of pushed me into that one. Loved volleyball, loved basketball, but swimming was kind of picked for me. It definitely worked out really well. I wouldn't change it for anything, but yeah, I'm lucky that I got to try everything. I think a lot of people, especially in swimming, get burned out.
Yeah.
So
were you
young,
decent at the other sports? Or good or bad or terrible?
I'd say volleyball I was relatively, I'm just not tall enough.
Oh, it'd be very difficult to be a Division I level of sports.
Like Mark and I talk about it, like his wife's like a ridiculously good swimmer and like she can't run
walk
that well. Sorry, Andy.
Yeah.
Just like swimming, you don't hear a lot of swimmers. There's not multi-sport swimmers in college, right? You're
right,
not like a star on the football quarterback, and then you're swimming.
No.
Yeah, it's a little bit different coordination.
There's a lot of, no offense to swimmers, there's a lot of very uncoordinated swimmers.
Yeah.
But I would say I was way more comfortable in the weight room. More than I was. I mean, I love swimming and was, you know, I'd say good at it and comfortable, but was definitely more comfortable on land, I would say, than most swimmers. So,
hey, you're doing box jumps out there and you didn't kill yourself.
I almost fell on one, unfortunately.
Your shins are still intact.
Yes.
She was being very careful on every one of them.
Yeah, it was a little shaky.
You guys feel, you know, your history with athletics has helped you with CrossFit?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I did gymnastics, and there's so much gymnastics involved in CrossFit, so that's helped me a ton.
Was it last year you guys did the handstand walks, and you, like, kick everybody's ass or something during handstand walk?
We did a handstand walk for distance, which was, yeah, definitely one of my favorite events.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last year.
How
was,
far did you go?
The length, I think it was 120 feet.
Okay.
Individuals could go down and back, but I was on a team last year. We just did one length. So, yeah, last year was a lot of gymnastics.
Has they ever fuck you up just being upside down? Just, you know, like, especially, like, I see you guys doing, like, handstand walks in between other exercises. you know, you come back up from that handstand, is it ever kind of like all that blood rushing to your head, does it ever mess you up, or it doesn't matter?
It's not too bad for me. I think if I'm breathing heavy, it's a little hard because you're upside down. You kind of hold your breath.
Right.
And if you go forever, like, your shoulders start to get smoked.
Right.
Yeah, like the workout we did today, it was kind of hard because I was breathing heavy, and then our shoulders were smoked, and then we did handstand push-ups. So, yeah, sometimes it gets hard, but definitely that's something I like doing.
You feel a swimming background helped you with CrossFit, especially now you're doing, you know, some of these workouts take 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or not, they don't take that long, but sometimes the duration of a particular WOD can go for 30 minutes or so, much like a swimming event, right?
Yeah, I definitely think swimming, all the training I did, definitely helps me physically and mentally. I mean, we did brutal sets that, to this day, I don't think there's any CrossFit workout that could be more painful than some of the swimming workouts I've done. I think definitely from a mental standpoint, just from competing and knowing, you know, how to mentally prepare. I really want to see swimming in regionals would be great.
That was in the games, right?
Yeah. So got to get there to see it in, but I would have given anything to do like that bar muscle up swimming workout from 2 years ago at the games. That looked like a lot of fun, which I want to do. I want to start doing like those Frogman challenge type things where you get to do some CrossFit, some swimming.
Yeah, so it seems tough.
I think that'd be really cool.
What is your, both of you guys, kind of like, you know, I asked you in the interview earlier, you know, when you're done training, kind of asked you both about, you know, kind of what CrossFit has done for women and, you know, what it's kind of done for you guys. You feel it has helped you guys to, be more comfortable with your bodies, that type of thing?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, I was saying earlier, you know, we were always kind of wanted to be skinny, like that's just what girls were supposed
that's
to
like
be.
That's like Silent Mike. Silent Mike can relate.
You know,
it's not working so well.
Eating rice cakes and doing cardio.
Yeah, and so that's
ice
all I
sandwiches.
Used to do.
Didn't you see a picture of that?
Yeah,
ice. Mark saw a picture of someone eating like bread, ice, and bread.
It said almost payday.
Oh my god.
Seriously, though, I can remember having, like, so many, like, disordered eating habits, you know, just, like, eating, like, bowls of lettuce and, you know, cucumbers and just running on the treadmill for hours and just only caring about what I looked like. And now it's totally opposite. You know, it's all about performance and what my body's capable of. And I think I still think CrossFitters look amazing and it's just a byproduct of what we do. But strength and capacity is just so much more important to me. And I just remember being miserable back then, you know, like it wasn't fun.
Comfortable with your own body.
No, and no matter how skinny I wasn't happy, you know, and so it's really cool to be proud of what my body can do now.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. I think it's really cool to find happiness and be proud of what we look like because of what we can do and not just, oh, my abs look good, and oh, this, you know, I look
she's talking to you,
picture.
Smelly. Superficial bastard.
But no, I think CrossFit is an amazing platform that has empowered women tremendously to just be happy with who they are and not be afraid to, you know, lift heavy weight and be proud of that. I mean, I remember after swimming, I'd still go lift, but I was so scared to, you know, grab heavy dumbbells because I was scared that, you know,
guys
are
both, you guys
up.
Are both jacked. I mean, you guys both have, you know, arms, you got some good shoulders on you, some good lats, your legs, you got big quads and hamstrings and stuff. Do people give you like weird looks and your family members and stuff think like, what the fuck's going on with you guys, you know, kind of thing?
Grocery shopping is always interesting.
You're
especially
getting all that beef?
Yeah, put back a little bit of that, you know.
Like, I've honestly contemplated just, like, writing down what people say to me at grocery stores.
You should. That should be a blog.
Well, because it's, you know, like, we work out in really short shorts, and then I forget that that's
we
not normal.
We appreciate that, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these listeners appreciate
that. We really need that.
But yeah, you go to a grocery store and you're like, why is
scary.
Yeah, you guys are pretty deep in it like we are in the fitness world. And like our thoughts on everything are so different. You know, we were talking about Dana Lynn Bailey earlier. And like Dana Lynn in the fitness world like is an idol. But guys on the outside or even chicks on the outside are probably like, whoa, you know, like that chick is too much.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Same thing with the shorts or whatever. I'm walking around in spandex sometimes and guys are like, what the hell is going on?
But you're not doing it in a commercial gym or the grocery store.
Yeah, right. Well, I have shorts on top. Okay. Well, I'm not that confident.
But I mean, I think
nothing that, a pair of socks can't solve. Yeah.
You either stuff or you cover in shorts.
That's right.
I think maybe the evolution of like what women wear in CrossFit sort of came about because the workouts are hard, and it's like you want to be comfortable. At some point, you just don't give a fuck.
Well, right. There's no clothes made for working out.
Yeah,
really,
really. That are
like you guys are wearing like volleyball clothes, kind of. Yeah,
right. Yeah. I mean, the stuff that I buy from like Lululemon is supposedly for yoga.
Yeah,
right. Right.
Yeah, those yoga sluts.
But yeah, it's definitely more comfortable. I mean, we're like sweating like crazy, you know, like doing pulls. You don't want your clothes catching on stuff, and so.
Well, part of it is just that it's sexy too. I mean, you know, like it's part of it. I mean, like the shorts could be short, but they don't have to be like that short. You know what I mean? But it is all part of it. I mean, guys are no different. You know,
right.
I think
that's where
I
tank tops.
Yeah. I don't think people talk about that enough or even realize that enough. Like I like pick out my clothes to come to the gym. I'm not like just grabbing whatever all the time. You know,
that's because you only work out for Instagram. We'll talk about that as well.
Yeah, I'm not like ironing my shirts. I don't go that far. Yeah. But you know, guys are similar. Guys want to look good. They want to feel good too. Right. And when you feel better about yourself, you're going to perform a little bit better. You'll have that extra one thing to fucking worry about. You know.
Yeah.
What's some athletes you guys look up to? Is it kind of in the CrossFit world, or is it in your past sports, or?
That's a good question.
Besides super training.
Besides this one.
Learned all my handstands from Smelly.
Mm-hmm.
I guess no one particular like comes to mind. Like, I mean, I watch the games and stuff, and it just mostly the females, obviously, because that's what I'm aspiring to do. But they, you know, all the top level ones just like get me so excited. You know, really inspire me. So just all those top level female athletes at the games
within CrossFit.
Within CrossFit, yeah, like get me really excited to do that. And you know, I think this year in the Open, I realized I actually have a shot to be there. So to be amongst them would be, you know, pretty amazing.
Does that drive you and motivate you when you see another girl like, you know, kicking some ass that maybe like last year they weren't as good or whatever? Does that kind of motivate you like, fuck, I got to get my shit together. I know I can beat that person. Does that kind of get you off your butt a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. And like, I think I didn't even realize that I was at that level until the Open ended this year. And when I realized I was, it was, you know, yeah, now I see what they do. And if they beat me, I'm like, I want to push harder. I want to be there. I want to be with them, you know, competing amongst them. So they definitely all inspire me quite a bit.
What kind of happens when you feel like you cover all your bases and you still get your butt kicked? Have either one of you guys kind of faced that quite yet? I mean, because there's just certain levels. Like, you know, I played football, Mike played basketball, and in those sports have been around forever.
Yeah.
The competition level is just insane. The amount of athleticism, how big and strong some of the people are, is just off the charts. And you do get to a point where you're training hard for it, you're eating well, you're doing everything that you can think of. Mm-hmm. You simply don't have the genetics, and you're just simply not as good as the next guy.
There's no answer. That guy is better than me.
You know, have you guys run into that? And, you know, if you haven't, you know, do you have like a kind of a backup plan if you do hit that wall?
Yeah, I think it was funny, actually. My coach the other day, I was just telling Colleen we were doing deadlifts, and it was like 21 reps, and he's like, you have to go unbroken on these. And it's like, I can't, it hurts. Like, I don't want to. And he's like, the thing is, you're going to come to regionals or the games, and every female there is capable of doing what you can do. It just comes down to if you want to fight hard enough for it, if you want to make it hurt enough. And if you set that bar down and the person next to you doesn't, you're going to lose. And so I think that's, you know, maybe I don't have quite the skill of the person next to me. It's going to come down to how much I can push my brain to do it, you know.
Right.
And so I think that's what I've been training mostly. I think that's why I've broken down in practice so much the last couple of weeks, because he's like, it's mental now for you. Like, this is where you're going to excel.
Maybe that's what makes CrossFit a little different than some other sports too, just because it's not simply like, you know, this guy's 6'8" and this other guy's only 6 foot, you know. It's more of the mental aspect of just pushing through as hard as you fucking possibly can.
Yeah, I think once you're at that elite level with all these elite athletes that can literally do everything you can do, it just becomes a mental thing, and it's just how hard can you push? How much are you willing to hurt at that point?
Yeah, I know you and I talked a couple of weeks ago about the Grid League, and I was really surprised when you got passed over last year. I thought that somebody would pick you up because you seemed like a really strong competitor. And then I had a friend who was actually at the Pro Day this year, and I know you got picked up by the Fire. This year, who said that, you know, as good as you were last year, you were better this year.
Yeah.
And it just sort of sounds like the the time that you put in trying to do better in the open and trying to advance in CrossFit, plus whatever you've been doing with GRID. I know you've been working with Chad Augustine a little bit.
Yeah.
Has really sort of pushed you to another level this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think last year, you know, not getting picked up, that was hard.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I deserve to be here. I know I'm good enough to be here, yeah. And I'm going to prove it. And so I've trained really hard the past year. And, yeah, I'm lucky to have Chad as a training partner as much as I did. And, yeah, I was like, no, I'm going to make it happen this year,
right.
No matter what it takes. So,
right.
Yeah.
Colleen, you got drafted too. Yeah, you guys are on the same team together.
Teammates.
What kind of made you guys decide to do that? Just another opportunity you want to go after? It's kind of a sport within a activity within a realm of fitness, or, you know, like.
Yeah. What attracted me to the whole thing was, first of all, the team aspect. I think, you know, in CrossFit, you're by yourself most of the time. I mean, unless you do, I mean, I've done team competitions and stuff like that, but this is all about the team. And that was one thing that I loved about swimming in college, was the team aspect of it. And I also love that you just get to focus on what you're really good at. And CrossFit, I think, like I said earlier today, brings up your weaknesses all the time and kind of knocks you on your ass every single day. And GRID's kind of cool because they're just like, we just want you to do what you're awesome at, and we want you to get even better at what you're awesome at. So you get to go in and have fun, show off, and then when something comes up that you suck at,
you hide.
Like, you're no longer available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out.
My ankle. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a good twist on, you know, like what they're doing with CrossFit, where it ends up kind of exposing everybody at some point,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Where are you guys at? This is a great question here. At least I think it's a great question. Where are you guys at with boys these days? I don't know where you guys stand.
Yeah, we talked about chubby chasers.
You know, I know it's definitely not something to post on Instagram because it's not popular. Like if you post up a boyfriend, then no one's gonna fucking like your pictures anymore. But.
Yeah. All those pervs I got today.
Yeah, all the pervs you're picking up.
But screwmatch.com, you got about 100,000 guys listening right now.
Yeah, you want to send
a
message.
Sell yourself.
Yeah, silence.
That was a good question.
All right,
Smelly.
Next question.
No comment.
Not a lot of time for that. I mean, I guess... Yeah, not a whole lot.
Some
that.
Guys listening right now, yeah. So yeah. Heartbroken. Why aren't they mentioning me?
Yeah. The boyfriend back home.
15 messages.
Oh, yeah, no time for me, huh?
Yeah.
That's all you said last week when you wanted dinner.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, poor Steve.
Yeah, no, honestly, like, I've tried dating, but it's really hard. Like, I mean, I'm in the gym constantly. And
would it have to be a CrossFitter?
I think it would. I mean, I think it would have to be at least someone that spends as much time in the gym as I do, or at least, I mean, even accepting it is hard because I'm just so busy.
I'm married, by the way, ladies. Thank you very much.
I'm
have
selling
to work.
Myself to you. Oh, dang it. Didn't work. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see, but, yeah.
He owns the gym, and you spend more time in the gym than he does.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
The other problem is I train in Stockton, and, I mean, it's not the most...
Slim pickings?
Yeah.
I mean, God, honestly, that was one of the reasons I got into CrossFit. I was like, well, oh, look at all these really attractive guys.
Where are they? Where are they? They're not at my gym.
They're only on Instagram.
Well,
they're only
right.
on Instagram.
You didn't realize they're only looking at each other. You can't get their attention to save your life, even with those short shorts.
That's why the short shorts are about, to take the guys off, eyes off of the other guys.
Yeah, it's tough. It's rough. It's rough out there.
There are handsome men in this sport.
I know that it's hard to get like an Instagram. I mean, a CrossFit name now. Like people are coming up with really weird ones to be able to get things through because there's so many affiliates.
Oh, yeah.
But CrossFit Instagram, like it doesn't exist in reality. It's only on Instagram.
Mm.
I'm so confused.
And then,
what did you just say? What did you say, Neo?
Okay, so
I think he's talking about the future.
Bear with me. Bear with me. So, if you're getting a new CrossFit affiliate, it's hard
to
come
up
with a name. Yes,
yeah,
it's hard to come up with a name.
Super Training CrossFit's taken.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
It's hard to get them because there are a bazillion affiliates. So, all the hot guys are on Instagram who are on CrossFit. So, if you want to start at a CrossFit affiliate, you could be CrossFit Instagram.
Oh, there you go.
And the guys would just like post their workouts, and they would never be a physical location.
It's not really a gym.
And they would send you $200 a month.
That kind of sounds like super trendy. Yeah.
The newest updates on Instagram, you can hashtag emojis.
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys thought you were Instagram famous. You don't know the ins and outs. Let me teach you a thing or three. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What else are you guys into?
Oh, anything that
else?
Conversation didn't interest you? No, fun.
Well, no, they learned
I thought it was pretty cool.
They're on it. They're on it. You guys into movies or anything? TV? Well, we know you make
baked
your,
goods.
You make your beaver bites. You make your foods.
Yeah.
What about you? Can you cook, Colleen? What do we got going on
here? I like baking. Not so much cooking. So I get a cheat meal once a week. So I bake a lot.
That's
so
really fat, by the way. that's a fat person.
I'm a fat kid at heart.
Yeah. Yeah. It certainly is. Like, you're actually preparing what you want to just chow.
Sounds like
on
you and our announcer on this 350-pound podcast might
have a little bit in common.
If I didn't have a nutrition plan, I might end up somewhere close to that. But no, last weekend I was telling Mike earlier, I made chocolate chip cookies with an Oreo inside.
Oh my.
Just a hidden Oreo inside of another baked good.
Oh my god.
Are
that
you
sounds
a magician?
Amazing.
How did you get inside there?
Yeah. That was physically impossible.
They're really good.
So, like, do you put it, do you plop it down and then stick the Oreo in it?
She said it turned into a muffin.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
So online.
Muffins are bullshit, by the way. We've already had a whole podcast. Yeah, actual muffins are cake. Bullshit. Yeah. What you made sounds amazing, but muffins are, what, a bread in weird
it's
shape?
Terrible.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
It's terrible. It doesn't taste very good. It's just the icing that's great.
Yeah, but that's a cupcake. That's not even a muffin.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, now.
So you take the Oreo, and then you take the cookie dough, and you have to put it around it. And then I put it in muffin tins, and then they ended up being muffin-sized
like rocks,
cookies.
Boulders.
And nothing happened to the Oreo while you're baking it?
Yeah, what's the no texture
like
change?
Double baked,
nothing
like,
happens?
No. They're good.
It's still like, oh, that's weird.
Well, the filling is shortening.
Yeah,
so
it's indestructible.
No, I just thought maybe the, it's true.
It doesn't sound like
so many chemicals. I birthed the shit out of it, nothing changed.
I tried to nuke it, nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
It's not paleo.
It does look good.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah. And then I had about 20 left over, so I had to pawn them off on people.
All those hot guys in the gym.
Yes. Yeah, that's how I get the guys.
Did you get a date out of it?
Unfortunately, no.
Damn. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. You guys were smashing it today. That was a cool workout. You guys kind of mixed your workouts together. You have your own coach and you have your own coach. You guys talk about, you know, your coaching a little bit, the programming that you guys have done.
Yeah, so James Kusama is my coach, and he's awesome and has done wonders for me in the last few months. But today it was cool. I got to jump in on some of Ashley's work with some snatch EMOM stuff, and then I did some power clean and jerks. And then we both squatted, which was pretty painful.
Yeah, that was brutal. You were squatting progressively heavier.
Every minute?
Every minute, right?
Yeah.
And then that was terrible. A light drop set of what, like a 5 sets of 5?
Yeah.
Every 2 minutes?
With 83.3%.
Yeah. 83%. If it was 83.3, you would have been spotting me.
Yeah. Yeah, but that seemed brutal, and that was fast-paced also.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
How many days a week do you guys lift?
I lift 5.
Yeah, probably 5.
Yeah. Usually 2 off days. One of them's like an active recovery type day.
Off days? You guys are lazy.
I know. Yeah.
And then videos to come on your workout today, but how long is a typical workout, or how many, like, do you do 2-a-days or?
Yeah, mostly I do 2-a-days. So I'll train for about 2 to 3 hours, you know, lifting and then doing Metcon, and then we usually take about an hour or two break, or even 4 hours, just depends. And then I'll do some accessory work and another workout in the afternoon. I probably do that like 3 or 4 days a week, and then the day's active recovery.
So today was kind of typical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You guys get real sore from it, or is it because you're doing like full body often where you're not really getting like real crazy soreness?
Sometimes, occasionally. Like, we both did a prowler workout yesterday that was pretty brutal, so my legs are kind of smoked, but not too much. I mean, if I do something I haven't done in a while, like, I recently repeated one of last year's regional workouts that had 50 ring dips in it, was pretty sore.
Ring dips
from,
always make me sore.
Yeah, so I felt like I did 1,000 reps of bench the next day, which was a little weird. But
that shit hurts.
Yeah, so ring dips were brutal. But yeah, not too bad. I mean, overall fatigue every now and again.
Say, yeah.
But yeah, not, acute.
What's the worst part of what you guys do? Like, do your hands get beat up, or is there something in particular?
Everything
that's just
I see
always
on Instagram is
up?
People's hands.
Yeah.
Hands just ripped up constantly.
That sucks, because then you're just screwed for the next few workouts.
I try to be pretty smart. Like, I have a little, if I have a competition, I'm going to go till they rip because it's a competition. But in training, I try to be pretty smart with my hands and not let them tear. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, then you can't use them for like a week, So for the most part, I'm pretty smart about that.
What do you guys have coming up? Anything coming up? You got regionals coming up. When is that?
May 22nd.
3-4 weeks?
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
How do you guys feel about that? You getting nervous?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I'm really excited, but I'm really nervous. And, they'll announce the workouts, I think, probably next Friday. So I'll either be really less nervous or really more nervous, depending on what they are. But it'll be good to know what they are.
Right.
How do you guys feel about the change in format this year?
For me, it's going to be kind of crazy. I mean, I've never competed as an individual, and now I'm competing against all of the best athletes in all of California, which is pretty intense. I was like, okay, I can handle NorCal, but now to double the size of elite athletes, I'm nervous. I don't know. I've never done this big of an individual competition, 3 days long. So I'm not really sure what to expect for myself, but I'm excited.
Can you guys just run down that change for the people in the audience who are not up on CrossFit?
Yeah, so last year it was top 48 from NorCal, top 48 from SoCal, and then this year they combined them, and then so it's top 20 from NorCal, top 20 from SoCal. Well, so 40 people will go for all of California.
So then you go to regionals, and how many go to the games?
Five will go to the games.
Yeah. From your region. And then how many people, what's the number of open people that competed in the open this
year? 100,000 something, 120,000, 150.
It was 200?
Yeah, it might be 200,000 people.
Crazy. And then they bring that to how many at the games? How many for individual competitors? 100 or less?
Yeah, I'm not sure how many regions are our total.
Yeah.
But something like that, right?
But we actually technically lost a spot because last year, so you had NorCal and SoCal. Mm-hmm. So we had the top three from NorCal and the top three. They're totally separate. Now it's five from all of California, so there's actually one less spot even. So it's even harder.
Right.
Yeah. More applicants. Better athletes.
And it doesn't matter who you are either. Like Jason Kalipa, I know he's doing team or something this year, but it doesn't matter if you're the champ. You still have to qualify every year and still – that's nuts. It just gets to be so competitive at a certain point. I think, when I started embracing CrossFit a few years ago, I think, a lot of people were pissed. And then when I came out with a Powerlifting shoe and it says CrossFit on it, people were again pissed. People are always sad that we talk about CrossFit all the time, but – I just think it's because there's a misunderstanding of what CrossFit really is, and I don't think people understand how driven a lot of you guys are, and also the great athletes that you guys are, the strengths that you guys have, the endurance that you're able to endure is what I admire about it from day one. And anybody who's picking up a barbell, I'm a fan of. It doesn't matter what sport they're doing to me. But there's been a lot of misconceptions about CrossFit, and people, they'll say, oh, that shit's weak or whatever. And I think that really it's not true. Like, CrossFitters are actually very strong. I mean, you just said you're deadlifting, over 350, 370. Yeah. You're squatting around 300 pounds, bench pressing 225 pounds. I mean, those are some exceptional weights, and some of the things that the guys can do are crazy as well. And there's no level of competition like this that exists for powerlifting or Olympic lifting. And so I think people need to kind of come down from their soapboxes and stop, stop raging on about how tough and how great their sport is, and just kind of admire what some of the other people are doing.
Yeah, Mark, Jim, and I are kind of in a weird spot in the fitness world. We're really in between kind of like this YouTube fitness world, general fitness, powerlifting, and then CrossFit.
YouTube hates CrossFit.
Everybody in the regular kind of fitness community, i.e. wannabe bodybuilders, you suckers that are listening, hate it, right? Because they see videos online of probably just random classes with random coaches doing terrible deadlift form. Mm-hmm. But what they don't see is the elite athletes and how good their form is, and how good, like, your guys' squats are perfect. Once they see the video on there, like, your squat form is better than...
It was awesome.
It's better than 60% of the guys here at Super Training, and we're an elite powerlifting gym. Yeah. And your numbers are well beyond elite in the powerlifting world, and people have no clue or no respect for that. But you go to CrossFit gyms that have crappy coaches, which there are some, crappy athletes, which there's plenty in this world. We're full of mediocre people around us, and their form sucks. But you go down to 24-hour fitness, and you guys probably look at them like, wow, you guys are so out of shape. What are you? You're in the gym every single day, and you're this, you know, weak, and you can't run, and you don't look good.
Well, I mean, all the strength coaches that I started working with about a year ago talked so much shit about CrossFit, and especially when I first started. But then they saw my numbers go up and getting stronger, and that was when they were like, oh.
It's becoming a lot more popular, in the NCAA and in NFL.
Strength and conditioning world.
Right. MLB.
Yeah,
and
New Orleans Saints are all about it.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's like because the coaches over there at Cal ask me all the time, what is CrossFit? You know, some of the stuff that's
really hard to answer, isn't it?
Yeah, you could argue that a ton of the stuff that me, other strength conditioning coaches, circuit type stuff, because it's not in a CrossFit gym, is it CrossFit? I'm sure if you put it in a CrossFit gym, it's CrossFit. So it's, you could, talk yourself in circles all day about that, but...
I find what you guys, do and the way that it's set up, like, really intriguing. Like, the way that you did your squat workout today, I think it was about 20 minutes of squats, right? And I think that alone, just setting a time, no matter what rest interval you're using, even if you're using 4 or 5 minutes rest like a powerlifter would, if you just set a clock for 20 minutes for some of your top sets, I think would be a good concept. That way it moves you along to your other exercises that you need to get to. Mm-hmm. You guys need to be well-rounded. Mm-hmm. In a lot of different movements and a lot of different exercises. So it makes sense that you're continually moving on to other movements. But to add to that, when you do something with a time restriction to it and you're doing it in a fatigue state, you don't need to use as much weight. You're getting more out of using less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys come in and say, oh, we did, an EMOM or every minute on the minute workout, and powerlifters or bodybuilders will laugh at you. But 2 weeks ago we had one of the strongest squatters in the world, Chris Duffin, on here. Probably the best, squat in history. And he says, well, there's three ways I get better. I move the bar faster. I do the same amount of work in less time.
Yeah.
Stan Efferding said the same thing.
Or I move more weight. Yeah. And you guys do it and people laugh. Yeah. What do you think about that? What kind of people, how do you train some of your swimmers? Do you use CrossFit concepts, general concepts?
I mean, I wouldn't say I use CrossFit, but I would say that CrossFit has definitely made me a better coach. I would say my Olympic lifting technique has gotten significantly better since I started CrossFit. I think especially when you're trying to get to that elite level, if you're not efficient, you're going to suck. So I think the fact that I've been able to get better myself, and because I've done some of these workouts, I can better coach them. So, I mean, we do circuit type stuff. I wouldn't say I put them through.
What's the main limiting factor with CrossFit, why you can't just completely adapt CrossFit to some of these athletes?
I would say it's pretty limited to barbell cycling stuff. Like, I wouldn't have my swimmers do, high rep cleans, because what we're trying to get out of the cleans is completely different than what I'm trying to get.
Their conditioning is done in the pool.
Right.
And their strength training is done in the gym.
Yeah.
I got you.
Exactly.
Or for CrossFit, for you, is more of a sport. So you have to be good at all of them and good at combining them.
Right. So my exercise, it's almost like, I try to explain it to some of my athletes, it's like if in swimming your race was your practice set or something like that. That's kind of how I can best describe it to them. But yeah, and especially with injuries like that, we tend to not do some of the stuff we would do in CrossFit, just because swimming, polo, their shoulders are already so beat up from that. So no reason to hit them with heavy overhead stuff.
Well, do you do mobility work with them?
A little bit. They do a lot of that on their own. We try to fit that in as much as we can. I usually have hour and a half with the team. So it's not a whole lot.
You have to be really
lot.
Efficient then.
Yeah. And they're pretty good about it. I have a little longer with polo lifts 3 days a week, swimming only two. So that time is super precious, because, I see them 2 hours a week out of the 20 plus hours that they train. So we try to get the most bang for our buck.
Do you find that there's, do you have attitude problems with not any specific individuals, but people come in at that level and they know they're pretty good. Do they
Yeah.
Prima donnas. And...
Absolutely. I think especially when you get to a school like Cal that has such an amazing aquatics program,
yeah.
you've had people that have already achieved so much success doing what they were doing.
Right.
So they're like, yeah. well, why wouldn't I just keep doing what I'm doing? So I think, you know, we usually do get those people that don't want to do different things. They don't want to do stuff they're bad at.
Right.
And usually it just takes them a little while to adjust to the culture of it. I would say training a guys team was very interesting for me as a younger female. I was incredibly nervous at first to take on a guys team. With women swimming, I, you know, swam for the coaches. That was super easy. The girls, you know, really respected my role. Yes, I swam with some of them. I was friends, but they knew that they, you know, had to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
With men's polo, it was definitely very nerve-wracking. It took a few beat-down workouts and me lifting in front of them.
I was just going
to
say, yeah.
Those guys tend to have a rep, you know, for being, you know, jokers and maybe...
Assholes.
You know, assholes. Yeah.
That's the word you're looking for.
They have... I was probably the most intimidated to coach that team, but honestly, they've been awesome. And once they bought into what I was trying to sell to them, it's been amazing. But it is, you know, with, I think, even with the coaches I work with male athletes, I think it took, and I mean, I get it to a point that they're like, okay, well, she can outlift me. I should probably listen
to her. Yeah, what am I going
to
learn from a chick until they see you lift? And they're like, oh, shit, I better listen to her.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, if I couldn't do what I was telling them to do, then I, you know, what credibility do I have?
Right.
So, yeah, so it definitely took, you know, them watching me out squat them. And, I mean, they can outbench me, but it doesn't take a whole lot. But
so you guys end up being, like, ambassadors for CrossFit sometimes? Like, do you feel like, you know, you're running somebody that, you know, maybe wants to work out, or maybe it's a family member just talking at, like, Thanksgiving about wanting to drop weight? Do you guys ever kind of say, hey, why don't you come? Or is it too hard? Is CrossFit, like, too hard for someone to, like, just jump into, like?
No, not at all. I mean, I think anyone can really do CrossFit.
Yeah.
And I think people are super intimidated. But once they get in the gym, they realize it's there's so many different people there.
Right.
I was just at this paleo conference this last weekend, and one of the girls that was staying at the house where we were staying at, she's pretty out of shape.
Right.
You know, never really worked out, and she knows – we knew each other through Instagram and stuff, and told me she just started the on-ramp program at her CrossFit gym near her, and it was super cool to hear, just like so excited about it. She said, like, I never wanted to go in because I was super intimidated. You know, she said, I see the stuff you post, and I was like, there's no way I could ever do that. And it's like, they don't realize that's not what CrossFit is about. Like, we train as elite athletes, but that's not the main goal of CrossFit. You go into a CrossFit gym to get in shape. And so, but it's just, she just talked to me for like an hour about how great her program was the first week and how everyone there was like her and how excited she was about it, you know? So I think
the workouts can be scaled for anybody, right?
Anyone,
I mean, it,
totally.
You know, so if you're doing handstand pushups and somebody else can't do it, basically you're looking for them to do some sort of shoulder movement. Maybe they just do like an overhead press or something like that, right?
Yep.
You guys have both coached some CrossFit classes, I believe. Yeah. What, like, how often does the regular person work out? Or do you suggest workout?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely all depends.
All right, you're dealing with a fat guy.
And, you know, maybe 3 days
eating.
A week
right,
or something, you know? And they just come in for the one-hour class 3 days a week. And
you think you can get them a little stronger, they'll lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah, you don't want to beat them up right off out the get-go, so you're not going to tell them to come in 5 days a week or anything.
It's all right, Smelly, 3 days a week, bud. That's all you need.
Start tomorrow. Oh, no, Monday. Starting
Monday.
On, yeah, his girlfriend was talking about.
Monday.
His girlfriend was talking about starting on Monday, and it was, what was it, Tuesday?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't mean, I didn't mean this Monday. I mean next Monday.
Yeah, Mondays.
Like, oh,
away.
My God.
Yeah.
Starting on Monday. Everyone always says that.
One of the questions that we ask around here is about supplements, about protein, fish oil, whatever. Is there anything you guys, like, take routinely, daily?
Yeah, let's go Beaver first, because I don't want to change the question for her. You guys will find out why. Go ahead.
Okay.
First, the supplements?
Yeah, yeah. What do you take or what do you like or not like?
So I never really was into supplements very much. I just, like, I didn't understand them. No one's ever really had really explained them to me. So I don't actually take that much. I do take the X Endurance pills just for, they help with recovery a little bit. And I do take fish oil. And then I drink protein after I work out. But that's...
And try to eat a lot of protein?
Yeah. Yeah, I get most of myself, you know, from food. I mean, right. I just try to eat really healthy. So I think that's the only three things that I...
Are you eating like 5 or 6 times a day or something like that? Or
No, I mean, I eat 3 meals a day. Okay. And then I have, like I said, my protein shake and maybe a protein bar. But I pretty much stick to 3 meals. They're pretty big meals.
Right.
But it's just, I mean, I eat my breakfast, I go to the gym, and I'm at the gym for like 5 hours. So I'll eat my lunch while I'm there.
Right.
And when I get home, it's almost dinner time.
So including snacks and shakes or whatever, it might be like 5 or 6 meals maybe.
Probably, yeah. Probably about something 5, like yeah.
I wanted to switch the conversation a little bit just because your fitness background is a little more academic.
Mm-hmm.
And the academic world, at least from what I read and watch, you know, different nutritional scientists, blah, 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 are way more strict. And yeah, have you heard the term bro science?
Mm-hmm.
So are there any bro science things you do? And what did like you learn in school that maybe changed how you supplement or train?
Honestly, I feel like I knew nothing while I was – in school about eating habits, supplements, anything like that. I really wish I knew all the things I know now back when I was swimming because, I mean, obviously you can always say, oh, I could have gone faster, I could have done this, could have done that. But, and that's one thing that I love that has, you know, come through doing CrossFit is that I know so much more about nutrition and supplementing your diet. And now I can kind of relay this to, I mean, we have a nutritionist at Cal who's really beneficial to the athletes, but I think it's really cool when I can not only help them in the weight room, but help, you know, make better decisions outside too.
Yeah. So. Are there any supplements you take now that are,
I take fish oil, magnesium, I mean a pre-workout and protein, but that's about it.
Nothing fancy.
No.
Nothing
if I crazy. Take too much, I end up, you know, just not following through. I'll forget. And it's just, if I have too much to take, it's just,
You have somebody helping you with your nutrition, right?
Yeah, so RP Strength, I started working with them.
Mike Istrie?
Tell?
Yeah. Nick Shaw is the one who...
All right.
Or,
his
yeah.
partner, yeah.
But yeah, yeah, his partner.
Not real partner, but
right,
maybe.
Yeah.
But.
Who Starring knows? Rumors.
Sorry, guys.
So I started, I did a competition with actually my coach. We did a partner competition, and I felt awful throughout all the body weight stuff. I was like 176, the heaviest I had ever been. I mean, my like squat, all that stuff felt great, but burpees felt so shitty. It was horrible. So finally decided to jump on with RP Strength, and it's been definitely a hard process. I kept emailing Nick.
Nick's
first
super
week.
Jacked, by the way.
Yes,
you guys should Google
is.
Him. Yeah, he's jacked.
He's ripped. And I kept emailing him the first couple of days being like, I'm starving. Is this normal? And I think I was just so unaware of how much I was eating and how irregular the timing of when I was eating to when I was working out. And since I've started, my energy levels are better for workouts. I feel way better about my performance and physical appearance. I look back at pictures now, and you kind of have no idea, you know, in the moment. But looking back, I was like, oh, my God, I was getting
Other people notice more than you.
But yeah, exactly. But, yeah.
That was a pretty quick turnaround time for you, too, like just a couple of months, right?
Yeah, within, I think, 3 months, I was down over, like, 12 pounds, had gained some muscle. And
that's good.
Yeah, it was a life changing.
What's the general plan they have you on? Just describe it quick so you don't they don't.
Yeah, so they break down the timing of when I eat. So when I wake up to coach, I'll have protein shake, a little bit of peanut butter. Then I eat again around 10:30, which is usually like I make these like egg white cups with broccoli in them.
Sounds
that.
Gross.
Yeah, yeah, sounds healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Egg whites and broccoli.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody want to be a bodybuilder. Yeah.
That's what I feel like I'm eating for. And then I'll have lunch around 2:30 before I train, and then dinner. Just most of my carbs are at night after I've worked out, so... Yeah.
You have a little bit of carbs before the training session also, or not really?
Little bit. Not a whole lot. And then I'll have some carbs during the workout, most of them after, a little bit before bed. Started making, so I had to drink casein pudding before bed, and I got really sick of that. Yeah. So now I make a casein pudding, which is actually really good.
you can also have cottage cheese, yogurt.
No dairy on.
What's that?
This one, no dairy. For
casein
me.
Is dairy.
Yeah. Well, that, but I can't right. have yogurt.
Oh.
So.
Why not? What kind of fucking rules are I'm going to talk to this fucking guy. Anyway, that's a bunch of bullshit.
So generally lightish to moderate fat, medium carb, and kind of high protein?
Yeah, yeah. And then rest days are usually super low carb, a little more fat.
Do you know what this diet is called?
RP diet?
This is called a bodybuilding diet. It's been around for literally 50 or 60 yes. years.
That's my plan after CrossFit. I'm going to...
Yeah, there you go. The only difference sometimes between a performance-based diet and, or in my opinion, what is the best form of a performance-based diet and a bodybuilding-style diet, like as in somebody like preparing to get on the stage, is just the amount of fat that you take in.
Yeah, or calorie restriction.
So like a bodybuilder, you know, somebody that's you know, in season, the amount of fat that they take is going to be really, really low. Even for a guy my size, it might be like 50 or 60 grams a day, mm-hmm. Sometimes even lower. And then for performance based, like someone just might jack my fat grams up to like 80 or 100. Yeah. But you'll still be
looks
able
like
to.
Looks like you jacked your fat grams up, buddy.
Yeah. They're through the roof. But it's interesting because, you know, we hear these different things get bashed by different people, you know, CrossFit mm-hmm. getting bashed by powerlifters. And for years, people have bashed bodybuilders, you know, mm-hmm. about their type of training or their style of nutrition. But their style of nutrition is second to none. Like they know how to diet, you know, the Atkins diet, mm-hmm. All these different styles of diet have basically come from people taking their bodies to the next level mm-hmm. in a sport like bodybuilding.
Well, I think often, I mean, I don't know, some historian's going to kill me, but like the first people like started to lift weights to kind of look good. Like obviously yeah. people wanted to, you know, build houses and shit and go to war back in the day, but they didn't like work out to become a better warrior. But like
right.
in modern whatever, 40s, yeah. 50s, 60s, you lifted weights to look good.
Right.
Yeah, well, they're obviously bodybuilding Arnold.
Made up exercise.
Arnold's way more popular than, I can't think of any names, or even Ed Cohn,
right?
You yeah. know, just because he tried to look good, not try right. to perform well.
But those ideals have been around for so long. You look if at the Greek,
like a Greek god.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, I know about Greek gods.
Roman, and you're like, oh, my God. You know, and these people look amazing. Something I heard today that it's sort
Dude,
of.
My ass is killing me. Is anyone else? This chair sucks. Why smelly get that chair?
It's my own chair.
Me and the ladies are on these shitty metal chairs.
I'm a, He's, my own
it's
chair,
a pretty
too.
Comfortable wood one. And yes, Mark's got this my fancy own fucking.
Too. Well, we'll have a stand-up one Damn. Soon. About yes. 2 weeks.
Maybe if I had booties up. Like these two, I'd have some cushion to sit on.
Cushion for the pushing. Now, something I heard today about the placebo effect. Which, you know, basically...
Oh, I know.
You know, no, they give you a sugar pill and you have a reaction to it.
Yeah.
And it had always been believed that it was because you believed the pill would work that it would work. Turns out that it's genetic. And you will respond to a placebo whether or not you believe in it. If you're that, if the person that has this genetic
You're coming
marker.
Deep with the Matrix okay. talk today.
Okay, yeah. So why wouldn't that work the same way with supplements? Because I know people who say, I swear by this supplement, it worked for me.
I think
it
does.
Totally works.
Because people
me.
Say like, I started taking creatine and I gained weight or I like got stronger. I was like, I've taken creatine 1,000 times. I don't feel shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think, you know, part of that would be that when people use supplements that they start to get into a routine.
That
so
work
you would
out
hope,
harder.
You would hope that somebody's not having you know, 2 protein shakes a day and having these like intra-workout carbohydrates and taking all these different supplements that they
just
feel
to play
are great.
Xbox.
Well, they feel are great for them only to go out at night and get hammered.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of repeat that.
I did that for a while, though.
Repeat that. Yeah, a lot of people have. Yeah. But the two are so conflicting from each other. That even a moron after a little while would be like, well, maybe I should stop this, you know, while I'm, you know, working towards that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
I'll try to link that study.
I think
there's
like
remember.
For like everything, though, too, I might have brought this up, but there's like non-responders. Like there's non-responders to creatine. There's non-responders to blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But there's like non-responders to working out.
Yeah.
How sad is that?
That is
There's
sad.
People that could work out perfectly
and
like
nothing
barely
happens.
Ever gain muscle.
God damn.
Or get stronger.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah.
Favorite food, Colleen?
Yeah, let's go with favorite healthy and then favorite shitty.
Favorite healthy food.
Hopefully your diet coach not listening.
I know, really. Oh gosh.
Penis is not a food.
Hard.
There we go. Hey now.
Probably hamburgers. I really like.
Yeah, hamburgers are great, and they can never be messed up. Really.
Do you go what, cheese, bacon, the whole?
Depends. Oh. I mean, cheat night, yes.
No,
but,
let's just say yeah.
Yes. not healthy food. I have a huge sweet tooth, so baked goods are.
Why don't we make a cookie that's got hamburger inside of it? No one's ever done it before.
I wonder why.
I'll try that this weekend.
Yeah. A little cheese, a little
savory,
bacon.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I like where your head's at, Smelly. You really are fat, buddy.
I know.
Seen donut buns, but this is a total.
Oh, yeah. Thing. They put a burger in between, like Krispy Kreme, right?
Yeah.
I've never tried that.
Or, like, you put ice cream in between.
There's this place. I don't know if I talked about this, but they refry it. So they'll chop it up.
Let's go eat. Like
a jelly donut. And then they'll do like a whole cold stone action. Choose the ice cream. Choose your toppings. Jeez. Close it. Refry it. And it's just trapped in there.
Fuck. That sounds awesome.
I mean, I started thinking about my cheat meals like on Monday.
Yeah, very strategically.
I just had one like Saturday. And it's so bad.
Is it just a meal or is it like you set your clock like it's a CrossFit workout?
Yeah. 20 minutes and
every
go.
Every minute on the minute.
I have to say my first probably when I first started RP, I was like, I don't need cheat meals. I'm just going to go for it.
Not me.
Yeah.
And then I got to Saturday. I was like, fuck this. and they were probably a little too aggressive at the beginning.
Nick wasn't very happy.
I don't think Nick knows about some of these.
You know, as a coach, though, like when you give somebody advice, you give them like advice that's a little bit harder because you know that they're not going to follow it all the way. So he probably knows full well you're going to go all, you know, full out fat girl on cheat meals.
Oh, yeah. It got pretty bad. It was totally worth it. So good.
Favorite food, Beaver?
Probably just a good steak or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like steak.
What about pizza? You guys into pizza?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't like cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think Mike likes cheese that much either.
Yeah, but if it's on pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like cheese. I don't like cheese. I don't like eggs.
I like eggs.
Especially lukewarm eggs. What's wrong with you Brits?
But a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich on a hard roll in New York City.
Game on. Yeah, game
you're
on.
Down, you that were down delicious. With that?
Yeah, or pizza. I can do pizza.
Either one of you ladies ever been in New York City?
No.
I went there for a day.
Yeah? What'd you go for?
Well, I used to work for a company that put on classic car shows, and we had a
show,
show in Pennsylvania.
That's pretty cool.
And so we went into New York for one night.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't get to see much. But yeah.
Damn.
I did have pizza.
Oh.
With no cheese.
Hold the cheese.
I had a breadstick in New York.
But it was gluten-free.
That's sad.
What's the last thing that was Googled on your phones?
Oh, this is great. I'll do mine, too. Oh, my phone's dead.
There you go. That's a good way out of it.
Everybody check the left. That's great. We talked about doing this and never did it.
How do you do that?
I think you just click on your Google. I don't know. Don't lie.
CrossFit Invictus programming.
There you go.
That's really boring.
We just visited them the other week. Or a month ago, I guess now.
Yeah.
Hung out with CJ and all that.
Oh, yeah? Oh, nice.
I don't know how
they're
also
jacked
down there.
Yeah,
CJ Motten.
I looked up the games website to see if Chad made it to the games.
God damn, you guys are meatheads.
Yeah. I was a little
and
nervous.
He did.
How Chad made it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Congratulations, Chad.
Yeah, go Chad.
He was scared because there was like a max snatch.
Yeah.
I ran in with the short gun. And then he PR'd. Yeah, that's
so
awesome. That guy's a machine.
That sounded very sexual. Max snatch and then he PR'd all over the place. That sounded good.
You're gross.
I am gross.
What else you got, Smelly? What'd you Google, you perv?
Oh, I don't think that's important. Let's just put this away.
Whose dumb idea was this?
Yeah. Pornhub? What's this on here? Whoops. Who needs that? Jesus.
Gross.
I am gross. I'm sorry.
Poop stories?
Any poop? Any good poop stories?
Everybody tells us poop stories. Chrissy told us one.
I heard.
Yeah, she did.
I bet you heard. Yeah, we got a little lady loving going on.
Yeah, Chrissy's madly in love with you. How do you want to respond to that?
This is your chance to shout out to Chrissy.
We met after.
Oh,
after
damn. Yeah.
There was candles.
Now Ashley's getting
jealous.
Damn.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Not no candles, unfortunately. No, but she's awesome. Really cool girl.
She did get overly excited when we mentioned your name last.
Yeah, I forgot
last
what
time
we,
she was here.
We're like, oh yeah, like Colleen and Kim and Kim and Colleen.
I still want to meet Kim. Kim is, I mean, I only know her through Instagram, but she is a badass.
Yeah,
that's one of the girls.
Kim Valentine, Kim Tran, little jacked Asian girl,
402-pound squat.
Oh, that works out here.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah,
123 pounds. Was that 120? Yeah, 123, right?
I don't know. It might have been 114s.
Damn.
I think it was 114s.
Makes me feel really bad about myself.
I know.
That's some dude.
Makes me feel bad.
That's some fucking That's some dude weight right there.
Man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. Strong.
Very strong.
All right, you guys got anything else coming up? Anything
plug
fun?
Plug away. What you got?
Any,
Beaver bites.
Any parties to go
bites,
to or anything?
Beaver bites.
Well, after regionals, we both got grid.
Yeah, like the next week.
Hopefully, I want to take a mini vacation, hopefully, after the season's over. I want to go to, like, Cancun or something, but and home. I didn't want to visit family, but...
And maybe home.
One or the other.
I really wanted to go to Beta Breakers, but it's the weekend before regionals, so I won't be going. So.
Damn.
Maybe Hawaii. My friend lives in Hawaii. She wants us to come visit, so. Mm.
And Chrissy May has a great apartment in New York.
In the NYC,
which
that's
Mike
where these guys
stayed.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Didn't she?
Just...
But she's moving back, right?
Yeah.
She's gonna be back in Reno, Nevada.
Hmm.
Plug away. What's your Instagrams, websites, anything you got?
Living Paleo, and my website's livingpaleocuisine.com or beaverbites.com.
Sweet.
It's Colleen Foch on Instagram.
Why are you smiling? You know how many pervs are about to come?
Like, here's no pervs.
Bring the pervs.
And my phone number is.
She loves direct messages, fellas. Yeah. She was telling us earlier.
Send her a smiley face. Works every time.
Well, I got sent a picture of a rose once.
Oh, my God.
He said, this is just for you.
That's better than the pictures I get from that.
Yeah. Our conversations get weird within Super Training.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get a bunch of, like, donut and cookie pictures now.
Oh, that's horrible.
We had to block all the guys from coming in today. Seriously.
Yeah, we didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
It was a secret.
Did Mark tell you to show up with no clothes on? That's what he told me.
And you didn't listen.
I know. I almost did, but said it last minute.
In case you guys who are audio-only listeners haven't figured it out, this might be an episode that you'll want to check out on YouTube.
Just trying to get YouTube views.
All right, ladies. It was awesome having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks you for having us.
Multiply your hustle. Multiply your muscle. I'm at Mark Smelly Bell on Instagram, and may all your shits be tapered.
You guys can find me at Aston Mike with 2 Ks, and stay healthy, my friends.
I'm Jim McD, STTV, everywhere that I would want you to find me. Follow the show on Instagram, at Mark Bell's Powercast, Facebook.com/supertrainingjim. And Twitter at SGJimSac. Also, check out supertraining.tv for videos and youtube.com/supertraining06 and supertrainingtv. And we're out. Thanks.
Well done, ladies. Thank you.
Subscribe to Power Magazine at thepowermagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues, take your training to the next level with Slingshot products and howmuchyoubench.net. And look for PSN products including NO Explode at bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of supertraining.tv.